You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Grizzlies. I'm your host, Mark King. It's going to be a quick episode. I don't want to record a full episode, but I do want to have a chance to talk about the Andre Iguodala situation that's happening right now as we've got a little bit more clarity going on. Not a full episode. We have our preview episodes going on with all the different media members that cover the Grizzlies. And we've done that last week. We're doing that now. We had a release today with David Cobb. Mari Sankofa was yesterday. Peter Edmondson from The Athletic tomorrow. So we have those coming up. Those will still go into kind of next week as well. But I did want to have a chance just to talk about this Andre Iguodala situation a little bit more now that we have news that has come out yesterday that he will not attend camp. And I guess the Grizzlies and Andre Iguodala are kind of on the same page on this one. And to be real honest, I don't know if he was ever coming to camp. I don't think he was ever going to show up to media day. So I think if anyone who listens to this show with regular, all the time and listen to most of the episodes, know that I've been saying that for quite some time. I don't think he was ever going to come here. And as we talked about a few weeks ago, that, quite frankly, don't need him here. It's just a distraction to have Andre Iguodala coming into a situation with a bunch of young guys and have Taylor Jenkins, a first year head coach, talk about Andre Iguodala, answer the questions about Andre Iguodala. There's no reason to have that in a situation where you don't need it. If you can have the same type of situation where Andre Iguodala is not here, he's just out in LA working out, waiting for his chance to get traded or go to a different team, then that's fine. That's all the Grizzlies need. They don't need him here doing something that or answering questions about a situation that is just going to linger throughout the fall as we get to a situation where the Grizzlies can try to trade him to a different team. Now, this is something where, there was an article that came out about Andre Iguodala and kind of the way it was phrased and him telling a story about Memphis and calling Memphis saying, I guess, it'd be crazy if we got traded to Memphis or some shit like that. And I think I've seen a lot of people take offense at it. I think I put it on Twitter today that I thought it was very weird to be angry at this, angry at Andre Iguodala. Like, I don't get it. Like, why are you angry at a guy who doesn't want to be here? It's not his fault he's here. He doesn't want to be here. Is he trying to politic his way out of things? Sure. But he's trying to do, is he probably doing some things that most people wouldn't do? Maybe. But I don't know if I fault him for trying to get out of the situation he doesn't want to be in. Yes, he's under contract. And I said this about Chandler Parsons, and I say the same thing about Andre Iguodala. If Andre Iguodala really, did want to be here that much, like, if it's up to him, like, if he wanted to get out, he could go to the Grizzlies and say, guys, I want to give back $15 million of my money. All you have to do is pay me $3 million, whatever my veteran's minimum is, and I'm going to walk away. That's all you got to do. And the Grizzlies would probably happily do that. But that's not the situation. He wants all the money. He clearly understands the value of the contract, the value of the money. He may not get in a whole lot of more paydays left in his career. So if he wanted to get out, he could. But I also don't blame him for not wanting to be here. I mean, it's a situation where he didn't get put into it, and I don't blame him for being in a spot where he doesn't want to be here and trying to get out of it. I don't put any fault of that at all. And trying to make into the situation where it's Memphis versus the national media, I don't ever understand that. Like, why is it always got to be a thing where it's Memphis and everybody hates you, and it's got to be where it's Memphis versus the world? Or it is a very weird inferiority complex that a lot of Memphians have, and I've never understood that. We've got a great city, great things in this city. It's a great place to raise your kids. It's what we do. Most people do here. It's amazing and it's awesome. And concentrate on what's great about this city and not what everybody else says about it and what everybody else thinks about it. I think that's the main takeaway here for me is concentrate on what you love about this city and make it better for everybody else living in it. And who cares about what everybody else says about your city? That's why I guess it's so weird to me to be so angry about Andre Iguodala. Should the Grizzlies buy him out? No, they shouldn't. They should take advantage of what they have in an asset. Should they wait till December the 15th and trade him? Maybe that's the best course of action right now. That's really not up for me to decide. That's probably what I would do with this situation at this point. But also understand if they did find a way to buy out and find a situation that worked for everybody that they were happy with, I also wouldn't fault them for that either. I think it would be at this point, it doesn't matter. We've talked about this before, that if he gets bought out and gets waived for this point, who cares? They already got the first round pick from the Golden State Warriors from him. Who cares if he just walks away for nothing what people perceive as nothing? But I think presumably the ideal situation is to hold him on until December the 15th and figure out what you can get for him. Now, holding on to Andre Iguodala does mean a roster spot. So pretending like, and I put this on Twitter today as well, pretending like taking roster spots, holding on to Andre Iguodala is not a gamble, is just short-sighted. It doesn't make sense. You have to acknowledge the fact that if you keep Andre Iguodala, that means there will be a roster spot, there will be a roster cut. Whomever that is, whether that's Plumlee, whether that's Ivan Rabb, Bruno Caboclo, Josh Jackson, whoever you think should be waived or whoever we've had on this show should think should be waived, it will cost you a roster spot. So pretending like it's not a gamble to hold on to a guy who you hopefully will trade in the future, that's just short-sighted. It is a gamble, whether it is a low-cost gamble or a gamble nonetheless. It is still something that you have to take into consideration when you're the Grizzlies. Now, I think it's still probably something you deal with, because a lot of those guys, you could cut Ivan Rabb for what, and it probably won't matter. But you also have to get to a situation where December the 15th, you have to take into account that Andre Iguodala still has a $17 million contract. It is a difficult thing to move in this league. It is not something where you just go, $3 million and we can move him for whatever, move him for a pick and it can be absorbed. It is a lot of money to teams that are contending. So you have to think about it realistically, and not that I'm being negative, as some people suggest. I'm just being realistic. If you look at the teams that are going to want Andre Iguodala, all contending teams, those are the people who are going to want Andre Iguodala to come in and bolster their roster for playoff changes. Now, the amount of teams that are available to you, the amount of players that are available to you, that goes up on December the 15th, but you're still looking at contending teams. And what you're going to have in exchange for Andre Iguodala is probably a guy on a bad contract. What playoff team is going to give you a young player or a players to make up to match the money for Andre Iguodala when they're contending, for a guy who maybe they think will, you know, help them out, but maybe not. Maybe they just want him to bolster their bench lineup because that's what he's going to be. So you have to look at this realistically. It's going to be contenders that are playing for a championship, but also have a bad contract on the roster. Well, if they're contending and they're a really good team, the likelihood of him having a bad player on a bad contract is probably rare. I mean, maybe a Hassan Whiteside for the Blazers, maybe that's something that you'd take a look at. But, you know, it's not just something where it is readily available. And that's something that is something you have to take into consideration if you're the Grizzlies. If you hold on to Andre Iguodala and you cost you a roster spot, when you look up at December the 15th, you look up at the trade deadline, do you have something back for Andre Iguodala that was worth more than whatever you cut? I'd say the answer is probably yes. I don't think it's unlikely they find a trade partner. I'm just laying out the realistic expectations of what you should foresee going into that December the 15th deadline or the trade deadline. It is likely that maybe they end up waiving him altogether. Maybe they can't find a trade partner. And so if you waive him altogether, then what's the cost analysis of cutting a player now? That's really what you have to look out for, is what you get in return in the future. Is that going to outweigh what the cost is now of cutting one of those young players? Maybe that forces them to bite the bullet and waive and buy out a Miles Plumlee or a Solomon Hill or something like that. I don't know, but those are all the things you have to take into consideration if you are the Grizzlies. I don't think it's a simple, like, we hold on to Andre Iguodala and that's it, and we find something in the future. And I think the most likely scenario is you do find something you can have in the future for someone else, but it's not a surefire bet. You don't, like, know, yes, we're going to get something, we're going to get a first-round pick for Andre Iguodala. Frankly, I don't think you can get a first-round pick for Andre Iguodala, but if you do, great. The same top part is you still have to take money back. And so the Grizzlies are going to have to go out and identify those players they probably can take back as a bad value, or, you know, the expiring contract or something like that, to ship off Andre Iguodala for assets. Probably most likely, like I said before, to a team that is contending and wants to have Andre Iguodala on the roster. A lot of bad teams most of the time they have a lot of bad contracts, and that's why they're bad. And so those are the teams that are not going to want to trade for Andre Iguodala. So you immediately cut a lot of your teams in half. And so if you wait, you also have to think about the longer you wait, the closer the trade deadline you get. All those people who thought they were contenders now may not be contenders in February. And that's the thing about you have to look at as well. That might cut all of your trade partners in half. The guys that the player, the, you know, maybe it's Houston Rockets. Maybe they're terrible. Maybe they thought they were going to be great and they look up in February and they're bad. Well, what sense does it make to give up any assets for Andre Iguodala at that point? It doesn't matter. So that's another team out. So they're going to be teams that think they're contenders now. They're going to be teams that think they can win an NBA championship right now in September that are not going to be contenders in February or even in December when they look up and they've lost a lot of games. So that's something that you have to take into account as well. I think the best case scenarios for the Grizzlies is trying to find a trade. They can send out two players, get back one player with Miles Plumlee, Ivan Rabb, something like that on the back end of your roster that frees up that roster spot where this that you don't look back and you're like, oh man, I wish we would have kept an Ivan Rabb. I wish we would have kept something else for, I wish we would have kept Solomon Hill. Maybe we could have gotten something for him later. So there's a lot of things at play in this Andre Iguodala situation. It's not as cut and dry as I think everybody makes it out to be. There are a lot of more factors that you have to consider just as a realistic scenarios and how the NBA works as far as holding on to Andre Iguodala. So the risk analysis of him getting something for him in the future versus cutting something now. Hopefully maybe the Grizzlies can find, like I mentioned, a trade situation, a 2-for-1 where they send out more players and get back less. And that will kind of alleviate some of the roster situation as well. Probably doesn't matter. But I mean, maybe you cut Ivan Rabb and you're fine with whatever you get in the future for Andre Iguodala. Maybe you, even if you waive him, it doesn't matter. So someone like that, maybe the back end of the roster doesn't matter at all to them. So again, I just wanted to talk about the Andre Iguodala situation a little bit more. I think it's for the best that he's not coming to camp, that he's just going to stay away. It's a distraction that we don't need, that the team doesn't need, the coach doesn't need, that they don't need to have to talk about this. They don't have to answer questions about it all the time. And it just whenever he'll reappear whenever there's a trade, and that's probably when we'll talk about it next. But I wanted to make sure you guys understood all the different scenarios of the Andre Iguodala situation. It's not as cut and dry as I think everybody is making it out to be. And again, be proud of your city. This is an awesome city. Don't let people get you down. Don't let the national media get you down. It doesn't matter. Make sure you go and subscribe to Locked On Grizzlies so you don't miss an episode. Don't miss things like this. We'll be coming back next week as media day starts, as training camp starts, getting sound and a player sound, those type of things, talking to coaches and players, interviews. We'll have all that coming up on the channel as well. So make sure you go subscribe to Locked On Grizzlies so you don't miss a thing.